move on to the Entertainment Brothers with their song Purple.
I bought my kid a bat, but it flew away. I've had a 21-year-long bad hair day. The hooker in Hawaii wouldn't give me a lay, and my tongue is getting real purple. My ice cream sandwich had a pronoun change. No longer it's it, now they're a they. The slowest lane in traffic is the one that I choose. My tongue is getting purple from a singing the blues. My tongue is getting purple from a singing all these blues.
Okay, so during the breaks, around the 50-second mark through the 1 minute, 8 second mark, and then again around the 2 minute mark, and same sort of a time frame, there's this very high pitched whistle or feedback or something in the background, which is just horrible. It's like nails on a chalkboard. And I can't imagine that was intentional, but it's also hard to imagine they didn't hear it and try and remove it prior to submission. Otherwise, the music is pretty simple and not particularly interesting, which I'm sure was a conscious choice so that they could focus on the lyrics. I almost always like hearing backing vocals, but they're not done very well here. And I do like the tremolo on the guitar near the end, and I like the weird organ work near the end. But then at the very end of the song, it ends on a weird sound that is somewhere between a harmonica and a mosquito. And it's more nails on the chalkboard. It's just terrible. I think the only way to hear the song is very quietly in the background. You can't actually listen to it. The jokes are maybe trying to be a series of dad jokes, and instead they come off as more kind of problematic uncle jokes. It's like, ha ha ha, I went to a sex worker and I didn't get laid. And ha ha ha, respecting pronouns is a hardship. And ha ha ha, you know, it's just, it's so awful. And, you know, are these jokes actually funny? You know, do I want to listen to a song about shitting the bed? You know, especially with such a dull and smarmy delivery? Well, no, I don't. So I guess thank you, Entertainment Brothers, for putting a song on this list that is super easy to rank.
Brian, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Right. I'll let you go next and I'll,
well, I
I'll
mean,
wrap up.
I admit I'd never heard the phrase tongue is getting purple from singing the blues before, you know, and it's like of all the songs that tried to say this color merges with this color to become another color. This is one of the ones that was unexpected and took the theme into something interesting. And I guess like I'm on board with the idea of the song, like lighthearted, just listing of the blues of your life. And, you know, it's clear that Entertainment Brothers have fun with the production and like maybe make that mistake that certainly I can tend to make where like it seems like more is more in the moment and you find another cool little sound you can make in the audio workstation. But really, you should be subtracting things as often as you should be adding. And I think some of the what you're talking about, Ryan, of the little sounds that appear in the breaks, yeah, we're kind of unnecessary, and those could have been subtracted. Real groaners, though, you know, of jokes. Even if you have this great turn of phrase that comes to mind, she's got the buns, but I don't have the bread. Okay, like, give you credit for this pun, but, like, does it need to come into the song? Tickles me pink, but she left me on red. That one's a little better. I think it's just a tough bar that you're setting for yourself to be funny, but not like tropey funny and not cringe funny. And I'm not sure that it really works throughout here. And yeah, you're obviously like wading right in to whatever kind of culture wars or just like trolling or trying to provoke a response by in a short song, making sure there's an example about sex work and about trans identity and about sexy stuff and shit. And
wait, shit is not sexy stuff?
Well,
it's what this
he doesn't
whole...
have the bread, you know?
It's the entire title of this podcast.
That's true. I will say some nice things about this song. Like I found the lyrics kind of hard to take and I groaned at a lot of the dad jokes and I, Yeah, I found some of the lyrics problematic, but I thought their drum sound was probably the best I've heard in this competition. Like, and just the drums right at the start sound amazing. They're just loud and present. There's great, like, stick hits and hand claps. I think the percussion is just fantastic in the song, and I do enjoy it for that. I didn't hear a lot of the high-pitched buzzing stuff. I think I would have missed that. You know, my ears are not the greatest, and I may have lost some high-end as I've become old. So maybe that's on me. So I did miss some of that.
You're not going to blame the Black Flag concerts that you went to?
There may have been something of that as well. I thought the vocalist was good at the style he was going for. I mean, I'm sure that he could do Jimmy Buffett karaoke in a way that many people in the bar would applaud. I think he, you know, he's confident. He sounds good. The production was a little busy at times, but I thought overall, whoever twiddled the knobs did a pretty good job. Is that silence Ryan completely disagreeing?
I think it's fine. I had nice things to say about the song too. I thought the tremolo guitar was good and the weird organ work near the end was nice, but
yeah,
it was still
did get weird towards the end. Yeah.
But all in all, you know, some of that stuff was, it was nails on a chalkboard on the ears and on the mind.